This is The Word is the Way to Life. Well, that was the title to my radio broadcast that I had on Faith Radio locally for quite a few years. And I've been thinking, what a wonderful way to be able to use that format. The Word is Jesus Christ manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word, Jesus, is the way to life and have it more abundantly. So Ecclesiastes is a wonderful book. You know, it's one of the wisdom books that we talk about in the Bible, the Psalms, Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, and some others. And Solomon, the wisest person in the world, had a lot to say to us. It relates to our day and time that we live in some thousands of years later. So we're going to pick it up in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And we're going to be doing these every week until we get to the end of the book of Ecclesiastes. In chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and the subtitle in my Bible says, "The Futility of Pleasure." Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. I said to myself, "Come, let's give pleasure a try. Let's look for the good things in life." But I found that this too was meaningless. It's silly to be laughing all the time. I said, "What good does it do to seek only pleasure?" After that thought, I decided to cheer myself with some wine. And while seeking wisdom, I clutched at foolishness. In this way, I hope to experience the only happiness most people find during their brief life in this world. I also tried to find meaning by building huge homes for myself and planting beautiful vineyards. I made gardens and parks, filling them with all kinds of fruit trees. I built reservoirs to collect the water to irrigate my many flourishing groves. I bought slaves, both men and women, and others were born into my household. I also owned great herds and flocks, more than any of the kings who lived in Jerusalem before me. I collected great sums of silver and gold, the treasure of many kings and provinces. I hired wonderful singers, both men and women, and had many beautiful concubines. I had everything a man could desire. So I became greater than any of the kings who ruled in Jerusalem before me. And with it all, I remained clear-eyed so that I could evaluate all these things. Anything I wanted, I took. I did not restrain myself from any joy. I even found great pleasure in hard work and additional reward for all of my labors. But I loved the buts. As I looked at everything I had worked so hard to accomplish, it was all so meaningless. It was like chasing the wind. There was nothing really worthwhile anywhere. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Solomon in Ecclesiastes 2, 1 through 11. Think about this. I think all of us are familiar with stories of people who become rich, whether through inheritance or sports or the lottery, and use of their wealth is to gratify their own desires. And then, later, they discover that the quest for the pleasures quickly sours, no matter how much money and energy they poured into it. I think most of us have also heard of many in the modern world, particularly those with time and money to spare, who are amusing themselves to death. Yeah, amusing themselves to death, filling their days with incredible variety of leisure activities rather than attempting to find deeper meaning of life. Today's passage that I just read resonates with our consumerism and our escapist age that we're in. The teacher, Solomon, tells us that he turned to the pursuit of pleasure in order to learn how humans should live. And as he tells us in verses 1 and 2, it was misguided. It was a misguided enterprise. But he didn't fail for want or even trying. He sampled all kinds of different choices. He engaged in large building projects, he said, in landscape gardening, and he had many servants who look after all of this royal estate that he had accomplished. He amassed great wealth, and there was music to delight his ears, and there was concubines to delight the flesh. Well, the teacher, old Solomon, enjoyed everything that royal power could bring to him. He took pleasure wherever he found it and saw it as a reward for his hard work. Now, we may question his statement and what he said, and all of this, my wisdom stayed with me, and because we wonder if his wisdom was a little cloudy, don't we? Now, we have indulgence in wine and maybe sex, he said, to do things. And was that really wisdom to do? Or perhaps the teacher simply meant that during this time he kept addressing what he was doing. And he said, looking back, I said, I have found what I'm looking for. Is this the path of fulfillment? No, he said. When he saw everything that he accomplished and was filled with a sense of futility and emptiness, why was he so frustrated? Because he knew it would not last. Think about that, what we've accomplished, and especially in the recent hurricanes and so forth. So many people lost so much of their wealth and possessions and all of that stuff, and it's just the way the world is. And he didn't answer his question right, I think, because he sought pleasure in self-centered way. Well, God is also mentioned in Ecclesiastes. Later in the chapters, we'll continue to explore these issues. But think about this. It is not that pleasure or joy or satisfaction that lies beyond our grasp, nor what Solomon said against these things. For example, in the passages later, we'll learn a little bit about this and a little bit more and make it clear about the joy, the pleasure, and the satisfaction that we're trying to obtain in this life and the fulfillment. So, we need to learn from the teacher's experiment and pleasure. Think about that. And things that we've gathered. What's important in our lives? What's important in our lives as a relationship with God? And Solomon eventually learned that. We'll look at it a little later as we look at this study and to try to understand what is the right way for Christians to enjoy things that this world has to offer. And the world has a lot to offer. And how does it differ from the approach that Solomon was talking about in today's passage? And what is the dividing line between appropriate enjoyment and relaxation? You know, like watching a movie and doing some other things. You know, we like to relax and amuse ourselves. And sometimes, well, we need to realize that it's fleeting and we can enjoy the moment. But the real moment, and Solomon comes to this conclusion, so I give you a little bit of hope as he analyzes his life and the things that he wrote about, and it makes us think, really, what is life all about? And how we can enjoy it and have it more abundantly, as Jesus was teaching. Well, I'm glad that you tuned in. We have a lot of things going on at the church in recent days and weeks, and we got homecoming coming up and all that kind of stuff. And we also like to pray. We like to worship. We like to sing songs, and we like to encourage one another. And that's really what life is all about in the Christian faith, to encourage one another, lift up one another. There is so many people that's been touched by this Hurricane Helene. Not only in our area and the coastlines, but that thing went all the way up into Virginia and the Tennessee, and you just never think about the amount of damage a hurricane can do up there with the floods and the rain. And we need to pray for those people because some of those towns are just completely gone. So we want to lift all them up in prayer of intercession, and we want to close this segment as we always do, with the prayer that Jesus taught, by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.